Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It is time for us to have our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the DJV program and the participants therein, which include Victoria Keevan, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here at your service for the overview of the week of November 30th to December the 4th. Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, the staff listening to radio stations, programs, talking to hosts about where the this particular story plugs into the list. The top 10. Sometimes I start at the bottom of the list, sometimes at the top. I think I'll start at the top this week, Victoria and Jennifer, with the focus on COVID, the spike, vaccine information, that sort of thing. So where I've noticed this most, I went grocery shopping in the local Trader Joe's the other day, and everybody was wearing a mask, and they were staying distant from others. And so that apparently is, you know, that's the standard, at least in many places, or most places where I frequent. The question is, how do you manage your risk? Some people, because they've heard a lot about the vaccines and the fact that doctors are probably going to start getting shots as early as next week, and the people in these in the rest homes, or that's what they is that politically incorrect now to call them rest homes, or
don't they call them long-term care, right?
When I was a kid, they called them rest homes. Anyway,
they did
whatever
convalescent homes, right? Wasn't that something that they used to say?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Okay. So they're going to
convalesce. I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
Right.
I've been to some pretty horrific convalescent homes.
Just the verb convalesce. Yeah. Not the home.
Right. No. It's a pretty horrible situation with some of these anyway. At any rate, the focus on prevention still, and that's why I made the reference to TJ, I want to say TJ Maxx, but I mean Trader Joe's, although I'm sure in TJ Maxx they do the same thing. All the retail stores that are jammed this time of year, I would think that you'd almost want to be there. You are at risk, even though it's a small amount of risk.
People don't want to be there. That's the opposite of what people want. That's why the numbers of foot traffic was down by 55% on Black Friday.
It's really interesting. I think there's a direct correlation with the amount of restrictions and what people want to do. And I think in places with where there are less restrictions, people are choosing to stay home and shop more online.
I got to tell you,
I live in California, and over the weekend, I just wanted to go to Michael's to buy some ribbon. Mm-hmm. And there, I think I told you guys, there was a line outside of Michael's that wrapped around the store. Yeah. And I thought it was for Best Buy because I thought, maybe somebody's, some sweet deal on a television. No, it was Michael's, and people wanted to get in that store, and they were out there. But I have to tell you, and I know we'll probably get to it, what I think is happening in the state of California is that the restrictions are so tight, people are like, you know what, forget it. We can't handle it anymore, even if we want to be safe. They're actually, once this new order from Gavin Newsom, our governor, goes into effect, and it's he divided the state into regions, and each region, once they hit a certain marker with the ICU beds, they're going to we're shutting down like an emergency break is what he called it, for 3 weeks. And do you know that they're putting the grocery stores at 20% capacity? The grocery stores. Now, you saw how people were hoarding, pasta and toilet paper. Yeah. Tell them they can't go to the grocery store, and you're going to see people hitting each other over the head with baguettes because they just don't know what to do. Already, when I heard that, I ordered my Instacart that'll be delivered this weekend with dry staples, just in case, so that I don't have to go to the stupid store for the next month. It's ridiculous.
My family's in California, and I, as much as I've resisted it, I had plans to go next weekend, and I'm not going to go. And I'm not going for Christmas. I'm not going until I get my shots.
Where can you go? You can't go anywhere. Jen said everything out. Yeah, the parks are closed.
Yep.
Yeah, I guess you could sit on the beach. But
Their trails and the beaches are still open for now. Yeah. But outdoor dining is closed down, even though there is absolutely no science. And actually, a judge is pressing them. I'm happy to say that there's been some pushback. And so the Board of Supervisors now has to turn over their science, and I put air quotes around it, that link the outbreak of COVID cases to outdoor dining. And they're not going to be able to do it because
they've
already said they used a CDC study, which actually included indoor dining, not outdoor. And it was a national study. It wasn't even in L.A.
Yeah. Indoor dining is linked, and I'm in New Jersey where we have just, you know, crazy cases here, but outdoor dining is still open. Indoor dining is still open at 25% capacity, but fewer people, and I think, Jen, you're absolutely right. There's a psychological thing happening that everything in New Jersey is pretty much open. Schools are open, restaurants, retail stores, but people are staying home because they just, you know, it's the smarter thing to do. Mm-hmm. And there, you're right. There is no link yet that I've seen, and I've been looking at a lot of stuff with restaurants. I haven't found a single link to outdoor dining.
Stuff. Yeah. And
it's
so
indoor
now,
dining for sure is linked, and house gatherings.
The permission that people are going to feel to take more risks because of all the focus this week, the announcement the vaccines are going to be ready for doctors next week, and the people on the front line and the people in the rest homes, and then after that, 1st of January, people who are older, involved in certain pursuits like restaurants and agriculture, that sort of thing, they're going to get their shots. And so people will say, okay, well, I guess we're going to be okay now. What you don't have, you don't become immune until a week after you get the second shot.
Oh, is that the answer? I'm glad you said that because people have been asking me, and I did not know how long you have to wait until after the second
one. 1 week after you get the second one. So let's say doctors like Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's associated with our programs, gets his shot on the 11th, which is, what is it, next? It's a week from Friday. I know. It's the end of next week.
Next week,
So he gets his shots. All the people in the staff get shots. And then 4 weeks after that, around the first week of January, they get their second shot. So that means the second week of January, they're going to be A-OK. That doesn't mean that he's not going to wear a mask, but that means you're going to be safe. 94% effective, I think. Is that what it is? Yeah. And the Moderna will be available a week after the Pfizer. So that's going to be, it depends on the state and where they're shipping this stuff to. I think you're going to see Moderna more readily available because it doesn't require that freezing, whatever,
94 below, right. The Moderna one, is it the same setup where it's first shot 4 weeks later, second shot, and then a week after that you're immune?
Yes.
Okay, same schedule? Okay.
Yep,
I kind of think, you know, a lot of people are speculating that people are loosening up a little bit because the vaccine is coming.
They are.
But I really think psychologically it has to do not only with people just being exhausted from all of this, but also from so many of the, I call them hypocrites on high, because you've got all of these people who are passing out orders to people, and then they're not following themselves. A lot of our
Jen, I know I don't live in California, but I'm still completely bitter about Gavin Newsom eating indoors at a restaurant with a bunch of people
just
who don't live in
the
house.
The San Francisco mayor ate there like 2 days later.
Oh my God, these hypocrites.
Really busty.
The San Jose mayor told people not to travel, but he went on vacation anyway to go see his family. The Denver mayor told people not to travel, yet he flew to go see his family. And then the latest one, I don't know if you guys saw it, this one just made me crazy. The Austin mayor from Austin, Texas said, oh, you can't travel, you can't do anything for, you know, for the holiday. Well, he recorded the video with that message from Cabo San Lucas. I mean, are you nuts?
I actually had my
radio show that I do. I played the clip with some mariachi music in the background. I said, wait, what is that? What is that that I hear back there? Because the guy's in flipping Mexico. Are you kidding me? Telling people not to travel. And after he gave a wedding for his daughter with more people than we're supposed to gather.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, humans are social creatures, so it's tough for, as I said a few minutes ago, I'm really frustrated to the point of being angry about not being able to live in California where my children are, especially they can't come here. They were all going to come here to my farm on Christmas, and they can't do that. And so, you know, you wonder about behavior. And then you look at around the country, schools are closing again. A lot of teachers have gotten the COVID, and they say they've gotten them from the students in their classes.
But see, that's actually, going back to the science of that, there in at least in New Jersey, and I don't know if this is in other states, but in New Jersey, the reason the schools have not closed, and the governor has said he is not planning on closing schools, is because very, very few cases have even been linked to schools, to kids in school.
It's bars,
it's eating indoors in restaurants, and it's gathering in other people's homes. That's what it is. It's not school.
I saw a picture of a classroom in an elementary school where they put all of the furniture around the side of the room because they don't want the kids sitting close to each other. Unneeded
but they're
chairs.
They're also doing
and desks,
plexiglass
like
in a
that.
Lot of schools. I mean, they're doing stuff to keep kids safe. And this idea that we have to keep them out, that's stupid. And
nonsense.
It's also the teachers' union trying to play, to try, you know, to try to get something more favorable for themselves. And that's too bad. Because I think the teachers want to get back to work, too.
Yep, they sure do. So anyway, there's all of that. And there is the, it's the business of moving ahead in all of our businesses and our lives. But this first part of the year, a little frustrating. I think it'll open up pretty quickly. Keep your fingers crossed for that. It's interesting to think or see about how many things are coterminous with the inauguration of the next president. Even though number two on the countdown this week is the president talking about election fraud. We'll get to that right after this here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
All right, the big picture here when it comes to the election fraud claim is that there, even according to Barr, there's not much fraud claim, but Trump seems to be the only one not getting that message, Jennifer. Is that true, you think?
No, I think a lot of people are. Are you kidding? I mean, the video that was just uncovered in Georgia shows all of the poll watchers being dismissed at 10:30 for people stay, and they were told that the vote count would be over until the next day. You can see them on the video streaming out of the room, and then four people are left, and they start bringing out cases of ballots, which I think most people believe are the military ballots, and started whatever funny business they did. So, no, I don't think it's over, and I think that we should all be watching this, because it's important for every party, no matter what, no matter who you voted for.
21 after.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The end of Thanksgiving week, in a manner of speaking, or getting into the first week of the month of December. There are a lot of great messages that have come out of Thanksgiving. I think we have a lot to be thankful for. And so now we move into what the reality is for the rest of the year, Christmas time, shopping, all of that good stuff. And the season of presidential pardons, the big picture finds us, I guess, wondering more, not about Michael Flynn and his pardon. Did Flynn say to Trump, you should have another election? Or who was it that said, suspend the Constitution and have another election?
I don't know who said that. But I will say that when the reason pardons are on the list is for a couple of reasons. Number one, Michael Flynn, yes, was given a pardon last week. And then this week, there's been a lot of talk about whether or not Trump should pardon himself, which I think is the biggest joke, because it's, again, people spinning up all this craziness. But
well, him and his
there
family,
was also,
the whole family is the discussion.
Yeah, yeah, but what have they done? I mean, I don't know. I just don't believe they've done anything wrong. And I also don't think that their precedents, especially when you talk about pardoning yourself, I don't think we want, and I don't think Trump would, create precedents where presidents can go and do whatever the heck they want and then pardon themselves. Give me a break. I mean, why not just move to North Korea at that point? So those are some of the reasons. But the other reason that pardons were in the focus is that there was an investigation that, I guess, started to leak out. I think CNN got it first, and now it's been kind of trickling out everywhere, where there was some kind of investigation, and I haven't studied too much into it, but there's an accusation that somehow people were approaching someone within the administration to try to give money for pardons, and I'm not sure exactly what it's all about or who might have been the focus of that pardon, but there's something that the Department of Justice was investigating where a group was trying to get pardons for people, so, yeah.
Wow.
I saw that headline, but I didn't click on it. But yeah, okay, that's interesting. Yeah.
All right, so here we have number four, which is a focus on these Senate runoff races in Georgia. To tell you the truth, there's so much stuff floating around. You know how much money they're spending buying advertising on radio stations like the ones.
And if you want to talk about voter fraud, already what's going on, there's a bunch of independent groups that are under investigation for trying to register out-of-state voters, trying to encourage people to come into the state to vote. I mean, it's a mess. And you want to, I mean, not only do they have money and activists, you know, like descending into Georgia, but now you're going to have a ton of lawyers, Democrats and Republicans, trying to make sure that everybody's on the up and up. I mean, what a mess. It's a mess.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, so that is the when is the runoff? Is not till the first week of January, right?
The 5th of January.
Yeah. So are there going to be heavy hitters going in there to try to?
Already are. Trump will be there. Trump's rallying Saturday. Pence is there Friday. Joe Biden's expected to go rally for the Democrats, but he hasn't given a date as to when he's going to do that. But yeah, a lot of heavy hitters have been in and out of the state already.
Yeah. All right. So speaking of Biden, he's named Brian Deese. Is it Deese or DC? As the coordinator of the administration's economic policy, he has been involved in things like the Paris Climate Accord, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There are a lot of people that are getting into the new administration that aren't new at all. But that happens, I think, no matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. You just bring in the people that you know or people that have been around.
Well, people that you trust, prevents the people. Revolving door that we've had for the last 4 years. You know, I don't think that we're going to have the turnover rate that we've had, so...
Unfortunately, I think from my perspective on my side of the aisle, it's like a redo of the Obama administration. So if you were unhappy with some of the Obama-Biden policies, then to see these same people being put into positions of power makes you think, okay, here we go again. It's a redo. And I think that's what's unfortunate is that there isn't that much fresh blood. It's really a rehashing of stuff that's already been in place and maybe kind of uninspiring.
Well, somewhat, it does bring to the surface, although Susan Rice is a casualty of our own misgivings, but the DNC has a very heavy hand in this stuff. And, you know, they have, I think, in my rendering of what's going on, you don't look to the new elected officials, you look to the people that are in the party, and they're the ones that are sort of pulling the strings, at least it seems that way to me. 28 after on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio this week.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, many pet guardians would like to introduce a second pet into their home. They're just not aware of how to do it properly. The first and most important thing you need to do is always make sure that pet number one and pet number two have been to the veterinarian or up to date on their vaccinations. If at all possible, try to familiarize pet number one with the smell of pet number two and vice versa by using a stuffed animal and bringing the scent around. Also, if you're particularly concerned about your pet's reaction, make sure you introduce them on neutral territory. This way, there's no possessiveness. And very often there's battles over food when you bring a new pet into the household. My recommendation is definitely to feed each dog out of two dishes. This way you'll find that they'll be less possessive over their dishes as well. And make sure you spend plenty of time introducing them to people. Lots of times friends come over and they want to bypass the older pet for that new puppy or that new kitten. Make them stop. Make them play with the older pet first. This way, when they leave, everyone in the entire family can sit down and get along with each other. I'm Warren Eckstein.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I take Garlique every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania has certified its election results, but 64 state Republicans have signed a letter Friday urging Congress to not commit to the state's 20 electoral votes for Democrat Joe Biden. Senator Pat Toomey, a frequent critic of President Trump, vowed he will not be objecting to Pennsylvania's slate of electors. Democrat State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta called the Republican signatories hostages of their own misinformation campaign. Some legal scholars are siding with Trump campaign, saying the legislature was unlawfully overwritten on election law by Democrat leaders and their friends in the state courts. With mounting voter fraud evidence, the sworn testimony from poll workers, the video from inside State Farm Arena in Georgia in the middle of the night, Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani says Georgia has a responsibility.
That the founding fathers gave to our legislatures. They're the ones who are supposed to select the president, not the governors, not the board of elections. They're the ones who have the constitutional obligation to decide on the electors. So in Georgia, they're going to do that.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Week 13 of the NFL season was filled with surprises. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki breaks down Sunday's games.
Week 13 in the NFL saw the Dolphins beat the Bengals 19-7. The Raiders score at the last second to keep the Jets winless 31-28. The Browns beat the Titans 41-35. The Colts topped the Texans 26-20. The Vikings needed overtime to beat the Jaguars 27-24. The Lions beat the Bears 34-30. The Saints beat the Falcons 21-16 to become the first team in the NFC to claim a playoff spot. The L.A. Rams beat the Cardinals 38-28. The New York Giants grabbed a 17-12 victory over the Seahawks behind backup quarterback Colt McCoy. The Patriots blanked the L.A. Chargers 45-0. The Packers beat the Eagles 30-16. And the Chiefs hung on against the Broncos 22-16 for their seventh straight victory. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Two games will be played Monday night. Since California banned sporting events for the next few weeks due to the China virus, the Buffalo Bills 49ers game will be played at the Cardinals' home field in Glendale, Arizona. 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. The earlier game will feature the undefeated Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Washington football team. 5 o'clock Eastern on Fox. Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger says his blockers is why the team is having success.
My guys up front have done a great job this week, this year so far, especially the last few games.
One game Tuesday, Dallas Cowboys at Baltimore Ravens, 8:05 p.m. Eastern on Fox and NFL Network. For the USA Radio Network, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Back into the fold here. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, going through the charts from Talkers Magazine. You can find these charts listed at talkers.com if you'd like to keep up with the top 10 in the story count, the people count as well. We've worked through the first half hour of this presentation. We've worked through the top 5 stories. Number 6 is a focus on the economy, the fact that the Dow Jones averages, all this stuff is going through the roof. The stimulus package is a very important part of that. And whenever these guys, I noticed that back and forth, apparently Pelosi and McConnell have been on the phone a lot this week trying to figure out why should it be up to one person or two people to figure this all out.
I think they're in charge, then they're the ones who have to know what's acceptable. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why should it be just one person that it's acceptable to?
Because if you don't have a point person, then you've got chaos. Because everybody wants something.
And we don't have chaos now?
Well, we have an inaction. I don't think
the
it's
leadership
chaos.
Of both
inaction.
Parties sucks. Let's get right down to brass tacks. Pelosi is an outrage. McConnell's a little fossil.
I read something yesterday that was pretty stunning. I think the number was 54. The Congress had, Nancy Pelosi had 54 opportunities to vote on stimulus in the last couple of months leading up to the election and wouldn't do it. 54.
No. Well, they're holding
it's
out.
It's all politics.
Yeah, they're holding out because of the Republicans want to have protection for businesses to not get sued if their employees go back to work and get COVID. And that's something that the Democrats have been holding out on. And really, from everything I've read, it seems to come down to that one sticking point.
Hold on a second. I've not heard this at all. Go through that again, Victoria.
The main sticking point is the Democrats don't want companies to have immunity from lawsuits from employees who go back to work or are forced to work and get COVID or die from COVID. And so the Republicans want immunity for the companies so that, like, basically so you don't get any disability. And so I don't know why they couldn't have had a limited liability and a compromise somewhere in the middle. That would have been what I would have gone for.
The suit would blame the store for somebody getting...
Yes.
Or
yes.
In the business for getting COVID?
If you get COVID or if you die from it.
How do you know whether it's at the store?
Exactly. That's what the argument is.
Yeah. So I see both sides of it, though, because, you know, I have a friend whose boss was basically on Wall Street and said, all the employees have to come back or you're fired. And so my friend compromised with his boss and said, I can only do 3 days a week. I just don't feel comfortable doing more than that. But, you know, COVID outbreak, there was an outbreak in the office, and they're all talking now about, you know, okay, well, this guy forced us. We can all do our jobs from home. He forced us to be in the office because he's a control freak, and he wants to make sure no one was watching TV. And essentially, he put lives at risk. So
they should have quit then. I don't know. I mean,
but how can you quit in a pandemic, Jen? These are good paying jobs. People don't just quit their jobs.
The idea is that when we go to work, we're usually, under some circumstances we're not, but most people that go get a job are at-will employees, which means that anybody can sever ties at any time if
the conditions around them are not good. If it's that strong of an issue,
though, where they don't want to be in the office and their job requires them to be in the office.
I don't know. I don't think we want to add to unemployment numbers right now. I don't know. I think that there could have been a happy medium where there's a limited liability that they could agree on. So that would have been what I would try for.
But I think that is a slippery slope. Yeah, that's interesting because I'm sure a lot of people listening, excuse me, didn't know that was the case.
And a lot of it also was arguing over how much money goes to the blue states because the Democrats are building in a lot of money for California, New York, and I'll speak just for California. And that is that while we've had some COVID cases, what financially troubled the state of California is unfunded pension liability. And so they were looking for a bailout to try to bail themselves out of that trouble that had nothing to do with COVID. And I don't think that it's fair that we use emergency money that is all deficit spending to try to bail states out that couldn't hack it. I mean, give them what they need for resources for COVID, but not to bail them out of pension trouble.
Right, I agree with that. But on the other end of that, New Jersey going into the pandemic was in a surplus. We have a guy, our governor was the president of Goldman Sachs. He's a business finance guy. Our state has never had better finances, and now we're in trouble because we've been hit so hard.
Of course, everybody's
so
in
it's
trouble.
Not just like every state just wants pension bailouts. New Jersey was in a great position going into this pandemic, and we're still now hurting because we've had so many cases and deaths.
Number seven.
Just speaking from California, it's crazy.
No, I agree with you on the California thing, yeah.
Story list number seven has to do with our relationship with China. What do we have this week? A story about a lot of money going to Vietnam.
Apple has instructed their manufacturer, their Chinese manufacturer is called Foxconn, and they've instructed them to take about 30% of the production out of China. And that's $270 million they're investing in Vietnam. So, we're not exactly sure yet. It's going to be some iPads and some MacBooks. We're not really sure, you know, how 30% that still means.
Am I the only one who thinks
still in China.
With all the unemployment in America, isn't there some way to figure out how to get these businesses back here and give the jobs to Americans?
Well,
what am I missing in this story?
Well,
but
you
want
to
go to Vietnam?
No, you want to bring them back here.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying there's no damn leadership from either side incentivizing
bringing
businesses
back. Well, that's
actually not true
going forward. That's not true going forward because Joe Biden's already had meetings with a lot of the big tech companies, and there is a lot of talk about incentivizing bringing.
Well, I'd like to read more about that. I'd like to know more about it.
Frankly. Well, it made news. It was all over the headlines. So he can't do anything yet. He's having preliminary meetings.
I'll believe it when I see it. I don't necessarily think that there's a serious effort to do anything to harm the Chinese.
Well, there better be, because this country is...
The DNI yesterday, John Ratcliffe said this week, he said, you know what, the biggest threat to the United States, point blank, is China. And not only a threat to our country, but to the whole world.
The whole world, absolutely.
Well, that's why you saw all those other countries... Yeah, well, they are. The world is waking up to it, and that's why you see all those countries forming that consortium agreement to, and I think that the United States is probably going to join that group, and I think in the tariffs are going to stay in place. A lot of the Trump tariffs are going, they're not going away. They're going to stay against China, and I think that we're taking a smarter approach to joining other countries, and essentially it's ganging up on China.
Good.
And I think that's something that I think that's the smart thing to do. I will give Trump credit. He punched the shark in the nose, and I give him credit for being ballsy and trying to take on China. I'm being dead serious. I give him credit for trying to take on China.
That visualization of punching a shark in the nose.
Right. Well, you know, but I mean, he went head on. But
and they are sharks. Make no mistake about it. The Chinese government and the companies that are playing with fire over here, they are sharks to the nth degree.
But what I'm saying, though, is the problem, though, is with that approach, I believe he thought that the United States was all-powerful and that a punch directly to the nose would be all it took. What happened, though, is we found out the hard way we do need our allies. We do need other countries to join us to gang up on China.
All right, number 8 on the list of stories we'll get to in a matter of moments, a focus on the news media, the media wars, cable television, all the sort of biases that are there, and who knows what, you know, where do we go with that? We'll find out in a moment or two here as we continue our overview of the hot hits in talk radio this week with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. I'm Doug Steffen.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Your crew has worked hard this year, so why not get them a gift to show your appreciation? Shop Lowe's for a DeWalt PowerDetect 2-Tool Combo Kit for $349, Mechanics Wear Durahyde Impact Gloves at only $29.98, or how about a Metabo HPT The Tank Compressor for $199? Shop Lowe's in-store or at lowesforpros.com. And while you're at it, pick up a little something for yourself, too. Lowe's, the new home for pros. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exogen.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Mindless eating can lead to extra calories and extra weight gain. The opposite of that would be mindful eating, says Mayo Clinic's Elizabeth Bailey.
Being aware of what we're eating and how much we are eating.
For instance, for better eating habits, turn off the TV and say no to phones and other electronics at the dinner table.
It's amazing how turning off the TV can really help somebody be aware of what they're consuming.
It's not just what you eat that matters, but also why.
Sometimes it's hard to discern between I'm hungry or I'm thirsty.
Bailey offers this tip.
If you think that you're feeling hungry, have a full glass of water.
Taking a walk can also help if you feel like the sensation of wanting to eat is being triggered or fueled by stress or anxiety.
The mindfulness comes in where you start to be able to distinguish, I'm hungry, I'm not, and then that becomes a lifestyle change.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage. the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Back into the fold here on the overview of News Talk Radio for this first week of December. Number eight, what's going on in the so-called media wars, whether there's... is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Does Fox News go away? Does Newsmax become the new king? What
Fox
happens?
Fox News needs to figure out who they are now. They don't. They created the monster that, you know, the media monster of Donald Trump, and now he slaughtered them essentially. So they don't know who they are. They don't know who their audience is. Fox News
you know
is
funny.
In. Is interesting.
Because I actually, you know, the news part, okay, so each organization, right, has news and opinion, and some of them blend it together.
Not much news, lots of opinion.
Well, I mean, I really believe CNN does very little news now. All you have to do is just look at their headlines.
Garbage, as someone who went to
journalism school, you look at that headline and go, okay, that's an opinion headline, that's not a factual news headline. But Fox's news department is actually pretty good. Brett Baer, Bill Hemmer, all of those people who give their, you know, they're not giving takes, they're actually doing news. So I don't know that the Fox necessarily
has a problem with that. Their ratings have just plummeted because their
opinion people have switched over.
Hello, this is what's happening, and I'm going to ask Michael Harrison, who's in the companion hour to this, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. He was invited by the fellow that runs Newsmax magazine, to a dinner with the president. And I think Michael would tell you that it was
recently?
Very interesting. His name is Ruddy, last year.
Oh, okay.
So Ruddy and Trump seem to be very, very, very...
They're close friends.
Yes.
And have been before he was president.
Right. So the thought is that as he leaves, he's going to help his buddy Ruddy. Hey, that's an interesting. His buddy Ruddy. I didn't think about that. Yeah. Okay. So he's going to help his buddy Ruddy by tossing lots of flowers to him, and maybe even participating in the network. There are people who are saying he's going to buy the network. I don't see that. Frankly, he doesn't need to. He gets much exposure.
Why
to
would
pay
he
a
spend
lot of money.
His own? Trump hates spending his own money. That's been how he's been in his whole life. So he's not going to buy anything. He's going to allow someone to pay him for his likeness and for his brand, and that's what he does. He licenses. He doesn't
build
things.
Some people say he might buy CNN, though, because it is for sale, because it's suffering so badly. I mean, you want to
talk
about ratings atrocity?
Yeah.
I don't
think
he
could buy CNN, which would be kind of funny. But One America News is the one that seems to be picking up a lot of steam, too.
They've been booted from a couple of cable networks for some reason. I forget what it was. I saw that this past week. Number nine, police reform, that sort of thing, that is chugging along. The state of Massachusetts...
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to go through the top five items this week in the world of technology. Items that affect you in your everyday life. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We start with number five. And the story from TJ Maxx or the TJX companies focusing on home goods. You were really excited about this, Victoria.
I think a lot of people are going to be very excited next year. In 2021, home goods is finally going to have an online presence. And the TJX companies, which owns HomeGoods, Marshalls, Sierra, and TJ Maxx, they really don't have any presence online. You can't shop from, you know, their inventory. And I understand the reason for that is by nature of each store having different inventory, it makes it very difficult to have one online store where you can shop everything that's in stock.
But doesn't it tell you something, just as an interruption for a second, that they are as they've made as much money as they have, and they don't have or haven't had an online presence. Maybe now they realize they got to do that.
Yes.
But they've been very profitable without having
the
online.
It has worked out. These are stores that people really enjoy shopping in person.
Yeah. They're nicely done. They really are.
Yeah, and the home goods stores are wonderful. People find
I'm not a shopper, but
of,
I'm just telling you that I think that the way they put them together, they're headquartered in my hometown, and I knew the founder, who actually was a great friend of my father's, and he was a great merchant, and at 90-something, he still
active in what the company does, which is kind of cool. Yeah. Anyway, excuse me.
Well, I think the pandemic has really shown any, and it's not just the TJX companies, any small business that does not have any retail business that doesn't have a strong online presence has gone under during the pandemic, because people don't want to, they don't feel comfortable being in stores with a lot of people. And if you don't have all of your goods online for sale in an easy way for people to shop, those are the businesses that are going under first. So TJX knows this, and they believe that they can still remain profitable with in-store shopping starting up again next year. But overall, I think it's a great move to bring home goods online. They've got 821 stores across the country, so they will have HomeGoods.com. Will be you can get the latest info on store hours and closings right now, but eventually that will be the site where you can shop for all the goodies.
All right, number four this week as we head to number one. General Motors is not too excited at the moment anyway about electric trucks.
Yeah, well, General Motors ditched its plan to acquire an equity stake in the electric truck startup company called Nikola, which is like the Nikola Tesla. I don't know why they would name their company Nikola. Tesla already was taken.
Is that a cough drop?
Huh? No, that's Ricola. Nikola Tesla, the actual scientist. They keep trying to pirate his name.
That was his first name was Nikola. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they keep trying to pirate his name. But anyway, so GM was very disappointed. Nikola had battery problems. They basically lied about the capacity of, you know, that they could do 600 miles in one charge. It ended up being kind of a disaster. So essentially GM is shifting from being a partner to just being a customer. So when they get their stuff together, they will still be buying parts from them, but they will no longer be an official partner.
Oh, okay, got it. Number three, Get Wise. Get it? You hear what I'm doing there?
Mm-hmm.
Get Wise, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So Wise is the smart home company, best known for its range of budget internet-connected security cameras. Now they have announced the debut of their first smartwatch. The Wise Watch will be available in two sizes, same size as the Apple Watch. It'll ship in the U.S. in February of 2021, and it is $20. This is the best Christmas gift. If give an IOU for right now, wait till they ship. It is going to have the blood oxygen monitoring, heart rate tracking. It's water and dust resistant. It's got a 9-day battery life, and it will track your sleep as well as your fitness. This is, to me, the best budget watch that you get, a smartwatch that you can get. $20, it's unbelievable.
Good deal. Number two, Apple has made it, as it usually does, into our top five in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Apple has announced that they're soon going to begin manufacturing iPads outside of China for the first time, and that's because they say they don't want to get caught in the trade war, and they have asked their manufacturer, Foxconn, to move some of their iPad and MacBook assembly to Vietnam, and this is going to start in early 2021, as soon as they possibly can make this happen. And they are Apple right now sells about $1.5 billion worth of sales in India, and 500 million of that is manufactured locally in India. So Foxconn's move to Vietnam is also, part of it is also going to go more towards India as well. But they're planning a $270 million investment in Vietnam's manufacturing. So it's good news for them.
All right, number one is how you'll be able to watch Wonder Woman on Christmas.
This was by far the story that got the most traction this week. Warner Brothers has announced that when Wonder Woman 1984 is released on Christmas Day in theaters, it will also be released on HBO Max the same day, and it will also be the first title that HBO Max will stream in 4K Ultra HD. So you will get a much better experience than if you're just watching it on regular TV.
All right, so there they are, top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen at 59 past the...
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.